Welcome to Planning Commission tonight. Thank you for being here. We have Commissioner Jorgensen joining us online. Thank you for being here with us online. Any public comment that is not on the agenda? No public comment. We will move into agenda item 3, consideration of an amendment to the self-storage and storage shed overlay zone map.
Thank you. This is a follow-up to a different rezone application we had a few weeks ago for the property across the street, 100 West Center. This is for 211 West Center Street, which is 5.5 acres in size and zone manufacturing distribution. The property is between I-15 and the rail lines and has over 40 feet of easements along the western property boundary that cannot be built over. They're pretty intense easements. They have to do with gas and fuel transmission, I believe, and so they really cannot be touched and they will not be vacated. So that really slims down the parcel. As you guys know, UDOT is working on a environmental impact study and finishing out their design for our I-15 expansion project. They are still in talks with this property owner about the property acquisition that is needed. You can see here that the property in question is about halfway taken by UDOT as a partial acquisition of this realignment project. And like I said, because on the other side of the property, on your west side, there's substantial easements, it really shrinks in how much buildable space there is, and also access. Now, that being said, this picture is a little, I don't know what the word is. It's hard to see because the size is actually quite large. This is a 5-acre piece. This is not a little 2-acre piece. So the area left is substantial enough to have storage units built on it, but that's pretty much it. Assuming there's not a better use that is identified later. Also, part of this project is going to be a potential relocation of some of their storage units that they have right now. And so this is a good swap where they can maybe get some of those back on the property. The self-storage and storage shed overlay zone, right there. As a reminder, is in our manufacturing distribution zone wholly, and it runs along the rail lines on the west side of I-15. This is the last parcel along that stretch that will be a gap in this overlay map. The zoning map amendment provides the property owner the ability to make a site plan application. But as stated before on the last one, it does not entitle them to anything. They still need to come. It entitles them to the ability to ask for storage units. They'll still have to come before the Planning Commission with a site plan when that time comes. The DRC is recommending approval of this zoning map amendment with the conditions that action on the amendment to the self-storage and storage shed overlay zone map does not guarantee nor entitle approval of site plan review or permissible drive access locations from the public street, which is Center Street. Once again, we're going to run into the same issues we're potentially going to run into on the northern property that's not associated with this, where they're just really close to Union Pacific and they have their own set of regulations and guidelines that have to be followed. And then the second condition is the overlay boundary shall be the parcel less the area acquired by UDOT for the expansion of I-15. So this will go to the City Council. You guys will be recommending approval or denial. And what will happen post that is we'll wait till the property owner and UDOT have settled on that property acquisition. And once we know what that actual boundary is, then we will put the blue on the zoning map to show that it is part of it. But in the interim, they're entitled to the self-storage zone. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission?
Commissioner Marsh, McKenzie, when that first condition coming out of DRC was a little interesting, from a process perspective, doesn't it seem like, is it necessary to even state that condition? Because isn't that a prerequisite of having to come back again in the future? Like, why did DRC recommend that first condition?
Because the drive approach and the access is not clear cut on this property. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to make it very clear that, well, this is one of the reasons, that just because we're saying this is going to be a possibility, we're not guaranteeing where they can and cannot put a drive access. And then also, we don't want to make anything beyond the property not compliant with what's existing code for how they plan to develop it and how they plan to access it for fire requirements and things like that. So the DRC felt that the way to approve this very clearly for the applicant to understand their next steps was to outline it for them. Sherry, do you want to add to that at all, or are you okay? I couldn't see your head nodding on the other side of the screen. Did that answer your question, Commissioner Marsh?
Yeah, it just seems a little, I mean, it seems as like a site plan would have to be submitted post.
No matter what.
Post rezone. And I mean, I guess it doesn't seem implied with the rezone that you would be granted those rights.
I think we just wanted to put it on record for the applicant that mm-hmm. we were rezoning it, but they would still have to meet other standards in the code for the access and the location of it. And that at this time, having not evaluated that, we're giving the rezone, but we're not guaranteeing that they will meet the standard for the access. We believe they will, but until we know how much UDOT's going to give and or going to purchase from them, and then where they replace the access will be, could have effects on particularly, not necessarily the city, because we're pretty sure we can get the access, but what the requirements for the fire district would be, because that's a totally out of our control.
And to add on to this, in the effort to be fair, these are the exact same conditions that we recommended approval to the city council, and they did approve for the rezone across the street. And so we just wanted to stay consistent so that the property owners had the same exact conditions in writing, same exact information, because they're up against the same parameters.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? And if not, we can open the public hearing. Any comment from the public?
Dee Lawless. When we had the public hearing for the piece on the north side of the street, I wondered about this piece of why the owners of this property didn't go in with the others and say, hey, let's do it all at once. But I understand why it wasn't done and everything since I've been here long enough. And so I think that this completes that strip that we had a hole in that I wondered about the last time. And so as the public, I don't know if anybody else is going to remark or not, I think this is a very proper thing to do to continue that. And as Mackenzie said, I don't see how you can make some rules until you find out how much the state of Utah is going to take from it. But there should be an adequate portion of that. And from the look of the other map that she just showed on there, it appears that they're also going to take some of the east part of the current buildings there and somehow do something to that property. So I, as part of the looking at things in the future and the past, I think it's very proper that this be considered to be a continuation and to fill in the hole of that zoning that was lacking before.
Thank you, Dee. Any other comment? Okay, we will close the public hearing and we can move to any discussion with the commission or a motion.
Commissioner Holbrook, I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council of the proposed amendment to the self-storage and storage shed overlay zone map to include the property of 211 West Center Street, parcel 01-421-0001, with the conditions laid out in the staff report.
Thank you, Commissioner Holbrook. And do we have a second?
Commissioner Marsh, second.
Thank you. And any comment or discussion on the motion? And all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
And any opposed? And it passes. All right, we will move to agenda item 4, report on city council items.
I'll just come back up here. We don't have anything to report on from the first meeting in October with city council. There was nothing that was forwarded on by you guys. But we did want to take an opportunity, if you haven't received the email from Wendy, our city recorder, we have a save the date for December 4th for our holiday party. Please come. I hear we might be recognizing some people who might be leaving the commission soon. And the other thing I wanted to let you guys know, because we are going to have 2 vacancies, potentially 3, we have gone live with the Planning Commission application for 2025 today. So if you have any friends, family, neighbors, whatever, who would be a good fit for the Planning Commission or interested, please share that with them. And they can contact Sherry or I with questions or just go to the website and apply there.
Great, thank you. And then approval of the Planning Commission minutes from September 23rd, 2025. Any adjustments to the minutes? And if not,
no.
Motion? Sorry, Commissioner Jorgensen.
Yeah, Commissioner Jorgensen, I'll offer a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the September 23rd, 2025 Planning Commission meeting as drafted.
Thank you. And a second?
I'll second it, Commissioner Ward.
And all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, the minutes are approved and we are adjourned.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. We're going to keep you on Zoom, so just hang tight for a minute before we start our next meeting at 7. And we're going to get some things hooked up on our side, so it might look a little weird for a minute, but we're still here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.